Well, it's a lovely morning today, and we hope whenever you listen this morning, afternoon or evening that you're all having a lovely day. My name is Matthew.
And my name is Charlotte.
And we are here to talk to you about friendships within different faiths.
So we are from the Leeds Church Institute and we're currently doing our work placement.
They've been really kind and welcoming to us and we're really enjoying our time. One of the things we are doing is a podcast on the theme of our choice. And we chose this because we think it's really important to do.
And I think we have a lot of personal anecdotes about friendships within different faiths and within our own, but especially outside of our own.
We have a lot of experiences as well, and we'd like to share those with you today. So one thing that we believe is really, really important is to almost learn from other faiths, because there is a lot to learn.
Yeah. So we have a teacher in our school. We can't name her, but she's our philosophy teacher and she's a Muslim. And one of the highlights of the year being taught by her is just hearing her experience and how she understands faith and her own faith.
And that also helps us strengthen our own. So in lessons, we learn a lot about theology and religious arguments, and it's really interesting to have an alternative perspective on those kind of things. And honestly, I have never met a woman more funny in my entire life.
She's the poster child of perfection.
Like, she's brilliant.
She's so kind as well, and she has really taught me a lot, not just about her faith, but about how I can appreciate my own within that.
And also with her alternative view, it almost challenges us to almost reaffirm our own faith and reason that as well, and that's a really important thing that I think that we've developed in that class, having her as a teacher.
Yeah.
And one thing that we might not have gotten in other classes with the Christian teachers, because we have a separate class with a Christian teacher and we almost end up agreeing a lot more.
Yeah.
And sometimes that debate in class almost engages our brains more and engages us with faith more, especially as young people.
Definitely makes our essays better as well.
Definitely.
But I feel like
she might not agree with these recent exams.
Even with our Christian teachers, like we have two philosophy teachers, I find myself also learning a lot more about Christianity, because he has a more mature perspective, an older perspective on it. And although our younger perspective might be interesting to some, I definitely feel like he guides me in the right direction.
Definitely. It's also interesting to hear them talk about how they interact as different faiths as well and faculties, because you'd think there'd be a clash, especially in a subject like religious studies, where the main focus is for a Christian school on God. You think there would be a clash, but the way they interact and work, and they're extremely good friends.
Yeah.
And the way they learn off each other and work together and challenge each other is something that I think we can all take away and almost apply to our own lives.
I mean, both Christianity and Islam teach to be kind to one another and respect everyone. So they clearly are so strengthened in their faith that it doesn't come between them at all, and they can understand that loving and respecting people is the most important part.
And then that also teaches us a maturity that even if other people have different faiths, that it doesn't have to be a barrier between, but almost an educator or an advantage that you can have alternative opinion.
Definitely. I also thought it was very interesting that Quakers personally believe that everyone follows the same sort of God, and it's just different pathways to get there. And I think that's quite a nice message to take on.
Yeah.
That just because someone may view God as in a different light, or especially in the Abrahamic religions, it's all going to one place.
Because Judaism and Islam branched off at the same point with Abraham believing that Ishmael or Isaac was the rightful heir, and then Christianity came from Judaism, Jesus being a Jew. So it's quite interesting, those similarities are definitely there. And it's important that we don't shy away from that just because they're now different faiths, but almost learn from that and see their beliefs as either misguided truths or more that we have forgotten or can learn about.
Yeah, a little bit more on education from Judaism specifically. Me and Matthew recently went to Poland to visit Auschwitz with the Lessons from Auschwitz team, and we had the blessing to talk with Rabbi Epstein multiple times throughout the day.
Yeah, and he gave us a really, really emotive prayer in Hebrew at the end of the trip. And no matter what anyone's faith was, there were some people that were atheists, some people were Jewish, Muslims and Christians alike, we were all unified in that prayer under God. And it was really a really emotional time.
And even though I didn't understand what he was saying, you could just feel his spiritual beliefs and the strength that he held within this prayer. It was just a really beautiful moment.
And it was very inspirational as well for someone who has such a traumatic lineage to this place and connection, to someone go there and to bless us with such a beautiful speech and a beautiful prayer. It was very inspirational as well to listen to.
Yeah, definitely taught me a lot about myself and my own faith, but I just, in that room, everyone was just connected.
Yeah, and I think without that speech and that contribution from Rabbi Epstein, we would have, there would have felt some kind of unfulfillment in the trip.
Yeah, something definitely would have been missing. Something missing,
yeah, definitely. So I guess what we're trying to say is that the enablement of having our Muslim teacher and our speech from our Jewish rabbi was really, really beneficial and important to us in our experiences.
Yeah, over this last year, I feel like I've grown more than I ever have in my life.
Definitely.
And I don't know if that's just because I'm getting older, but this contribution from different faiths has made me a lot more educated and a lot more interested in studying theology. So it's definitely made me a bit more enthusiastic about university.
And it makes some brilliant debates as well in our classes.
Absolutely.
we often go on these tangents where we pick an ethical topic and then we'll just debate it for a lesson. we get a bit carried away, don't we?
We get to the last 5 minutes and our teachers are like, oh no, we haven't actually done any of the work we were supposed to. So we'd like to finish this off with a little bit of scripture.
Yeah, so we've chosen a quote from Proverbs chapter 27 verse 17 that says, people learn from one another just as iron sharpens iron. And I feel that's really important with that metaphor of iron sharpening iron, that people can sharpen our own internal beliefs.
Yeah.
And almost how we appreciate and understand Jesus and God and our Saviour in our own faith by learning from those with other faiths.
And it definitely just reaffirms that everyone is the same, and if we didn't communicate with other people, then we wouldn't be as good as we are today.
And also it's really important that we remember that God's love is for all.
Yeah.
And that by being friends and communicating and interacting with people in other faiths, we also being God's vessels on earth and spreading that love through our words and our actions. And yeah. in turn we learn so much more about ourselves and about other faiths and about our own faith as well.
As Christians, our God is forgiving and merciful, so I don't understand why we cannot follow that example and be merciful to other people that may be different to us but have as much value. So thank you for listening today.
Really enjoyed speaking to you about this.
We kind of went on a bit of a tangent, but I hope you have enjoyed everything. I hope you're having an amazing day.
I think we're going to end on a little prayer.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we hope we can have the strength to go out into our communities and interact with those in other faiths, learn from them, spread our own beliefs, and listen to theirs as well. Hopefully we can develop our own faiths in these interactions. In the name of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.